Good morning. Can everyone hear me okay? The Round Guy's been performing stand-up in Iowa since 1990. He's appeared as colleges and clubs all over the United States in Atlantic City, Nevada, and Las Vegas. He's appeared with Steve Wright, Pauly Shore, Kevin Pollak, and even Larry the Cable Guy. The Round Guy has appeared in local theater here in Des Moines and was also nominated as and won the Best Supporting Actor for the Iowa Motion Picture Association in Iowa. For his role in Cutter, he also received the Best Supporting Actor. He's open for Huey Lewis in the News, David Sanborn, and Michael Sanborn. Please help me give him a warm welcome to the First Friday Breakfast Club.
I've not appeared before a completely sober crowd of 7 years.
Seven sober.
And, well, it's just a hunch. I know drunk people. And nobody here is drunk. So I am sweating like a giraffe in a helicopter. You get it? I got my work cut out for me here. I am sweating like Michael J. Fox playing Jenga. Oh, really? You're going to groan there again? If you just groaned at that, then you probably should get out of here. Are there any Amish people here? Amish gay people here? After all, I don't know how you would have heard about this, but I'm probably going to offend some of you, not most of you, and I don't mean to, but in the event, if I offend any of you, please tell your friends, because I don't care, really. I was asked to do this, so just as I said, I'm happy to do so. I think it's important you know this before we go any further. I have gas, and yeah, I mentioned it only in passing. Okay. I'm a bedwetter, anybody? Anybody else? But here's the deal. I live next to a pharmacist, and he's helped me with this. It's absolutely a cure-all. It's a pill. I take it at night before I go to bed. It's an antihistamine. I take that. All right, good night. I gotta go. Submit that from here on out into the First Friday brunch. This shit is way too early. Can I get an amen there? What I'd like to, and this is going to appear to be a bit self-serving, for that I apologize, but here's what I'd like to do. A group of comps, we've done this for quite a while, where we just go out in various groups and attempt to make them laugh and brighten their day. Recently, we did that with a senior citizen center, right? Prior to that, we solicited some gifts and gave those out as door prizes, that kind of thing. And with your permission, and or without, I'm going to do it either way. A woman, an older woman, responded with a letter, and we've not had that before. And I'd just like to share it with you because I think it serves as an example of how something so simple to you might mean so much to someone else. So that's what I'd like to do. This is the letter. Let me set it up. The woman was given a radio, was the door prize that she had received. She writes, I wanted to write and thank you for the beautiful radio you donated as a gift recently at our senior citizen luncheon. I was the one lucky enough to receive it. I'm 82 years old and live here at the county home for the aged. All of my people are gone, and it's nice to know someone thinks of me. God bless you for your kindness to an old, forgotten woman. My roommate is 94, and always had her own radio, but would never let me listen to it. Yesterday, her radio fell and broke and was out of pieces. It was just awful. She asked if she could listen to my new radio, and I said, fuck you. But I was gay once, but I quit when it was my turn. Thanks for blow job, I gotta go. I'm just being serious with you. But I'm happy to be here, and let me amend that. I'm not gay, but I'm willing to learn. So if let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm the product of a mixed marriage. My mother is Amish, and my father is an Elvis impersonator. I do a great Elvis. I don't sing. I sit on the toilet and take Quaaludes. Investigation into a bullying situation, right? Remember that? A player in the Miami Dolphins, 6'4", 260, bullied. Which leads to the question, how big was the son of a bitch bullying? But to me, the bullying thing, I don't understand it. You know, it's a problem that you read about it. And given the circumstances of people going to schools, you know, shooting the place up, I would think that alone would take care of any bullying there. I'd be the nicest son of a bitch in high school there was, just in case that guy showed up and then go, oh yeah, you're the guy. You know what I'm saying? And, but more than anything, it brings back to me, I was a victim of bullying when I was in school. Every day I could count on an ass to bully every day in school. Now that's not the worst part. The worst part is I was homeschooled. That's I got my mom and dad kicking the shit. That's not right. No. And then you go, oh, there's some advantages to being homeschooled, and you're right, sure. Yeah, I mean, for example, I was always valedictorian, sure. But I'll tell you this, my prom sucked. How many times can you slow dance with your mother? It turns out the answer's 37. 7 times would be the answer to that. Later that night, we're in the back seat of the car, she would get up. I'm kidding. She gave it up. I just told a group of complete strangers I'm hung like an Asian toddler. Have you been anybody yet? You pay service, you can sell gay porn up here. Always fun. Nobody, I get it. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, I guess. So I've got a couple of things I'd like to do. So,
without your permission, my friend Jonathan and some friends, Jeffrey,
everybody went to Florida.
Florida. Went to Africa.
Right?
So here, it's going to take a minute here, a little wardrobe change.
Hello.
All right, hang on. I can go like this. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. I apologize for the delay. Boy, somebody's drinking some coffee very loudly. Now they fell asleep. And when she heard that, she goes, I think
We ought to stop in Petersburg, Virginia. We were in Michigan once on the interstate, saw a sign that said Climax 39. And she looked at me and goes, looks like for once we're both going to get there at the same time. So, I mean, we're at that point in the relationship. We've got these cute nicknames for each other. You know how that can be, couples, you know. And I'll give the example. We were at dinner here a while back, and one point she said, hey, you want to hand me a salt hamster dick? That's I think. I got even with her, I think. Anyway, you be the judge. We went camping, just the two of us, a romantic weekend, for two, a little getaway. Camping, we're going to camp. And we get up on this big bluff, overlooks this big river, and I build a fire, I've got the tent, I put the tent up, and turn around one point, and I see her, and she's bent at the waist, her pants are down. I go, well, what are you doing? She goes, well, I have to pee. And I go, if you do that right there, you're going to put my fire. So I said, why don't you let me hold you out into the cliff? And you just pee in the river, right? So I hold her, holding her out. She goes, and she goes, oh, gosh, she goes, look, I can't pee right here. There's a canoe right underneath her. And I went, well, honey, that's not a canoe. That's just a reflection. I could tell something was bothering him. So at one point I finally said, what's going on, man? And it turns out, this is a guy I've known a long time, but it turns out it's his son. And for the purpose of the story, we'll call his son Kevin. Because that's his name. Yeah. And Kevin is 15, right? I've known Kevin all his life. But as it turns out, his dad has discovered a cache of pornography in his room. And he's freaked out by it. And I go, are you serious? The kid's 15. Hey, you were 15. Hello? Hello? You remember? And yeah, but he goes, you don't understand. He goes, it's not, you know, that. It's not. He says, it's graphic shit. It's, you know, it's like titty clamps, ball gags, all that. You know, it's like, you hold the flashlight, I'll get the whips and pigeons. That's like, you know what I'm talking about. He's freaked out by it. And he goes, he didn't know, he's asking me, what do I do? Like, I would go, shit, I don't know. And I said, one thing, you can't spank. I said, that might have been too much of that shit to begin with.
So here, I'm going to try one of them since the other prop went so well.
Let me try this. New for me, I have not done this. I think it might work. I don't know.
I'm talking about...
Are you all right, son?
You're in good time.
Perfect. I've not done this publicly. I've experimented with it a little bit. I think there's a potential here for it. Hey, sir, you all right? Boy, you're just pissed off. I can't even believe how pissed off you are. Are you having a good time? All right?
Yes.
Are you having a good time? If you like me, and I don't think that's the case, I'm the wrong guy. If you don't like me, my name's Willie Farrell. Yeah. I want you to walk out the door twice and come back once. I'm kidding. I see that you're just visibly pissed off. I might find out when you work in Shelter later today and just fucking stare at you. office, and I, well, freelance, I don't have a degree. I'm just trying to keep a hand in. People have said, do you ever get tired? No, but in Bush, sometimes. Here's what, I sense of chemistry here. There's some distinct chemistry here in the room. I see that. A lot of eager faces. And I used to, right here, I'm catching up some vibrations, and I'd like to use you, if I may, for this experiment. Now, we have never met, we're not related in any way. Your name is
Paul.
Paul, you're right. You're absolutely right, Paul. Paul, the key to the success of this is that when I ask you, you respond quickly and honestly to everything I ask you. Is that clear? Yes or no?
Yes.
Perfect, Paul. Paul, what do you do? What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? We have not met. We have not prearranged this. I'm going to make a prediction. What we're going to do, Paul, is communicate telepathically. Okay? Non-verbally. Don't shout out anything until I ask you. Just kind of clear your mind of everything. Whoa, that didn't take long. Kidding me, Paul. I'm going to make my prediction right here. I'm going to... Paul, you work? What do you do?
Retired.
You're retired? God love you. That's fantastic. Do you watch The Price is Right then every morning? That's what I would do. I love The Price is Right. All right, Paul. Here's let me ask you to do this. Don't shout it out. I want you to simply think of a number between 1 and 9,000. This isn't funny. Yes or no, you selected a number?
Yes.
Yes or no, the number you selected, 371?
No.
Your answer is... I sense a few of your steps. You know,
let me attempt, though, to dispel any of those concerns.
Your name, sir?
Scott.
Scott? Your great-great-grandmother on your father's side no longer lives. You, sir. Your name?
Bill.
Do you enjoy sauce in your spaghetti? You, sir. You. Did you put your forehead on the end of my hand? Your name's
Jim.
Wearing my favorite color, plaid. I love plaid. Jim, you shower in the nude. Right now, to do an impression of anyone from St. Petersburg, Florida. So this is a perfect group. This is a social question I've had. I got to get the answer before I leave. Can you put a gay man in a straitjacket? What's the answer? I don't know. I'm asking you. What's the protocol here, people? All right. Let's talk about it. We got the gay football players came out, right? Making some news. I think that's great. It's courageous. To me, football, I'm more baseball guy, to be honest with you. Football to me is, I think, too commercialized. Let me give you an example. Late last fall, we're in the playoffs. I saw a quarterback literally come up behind center. The 7th, 11th, century, 21. Pizza, hot, hot, hot. Come on, everybody. I was good friends of mine. They're gay, and I have visited with them at length. I've known them forever. I love them. I just love them. One buddy of mine in particular, in junior high, we knew something was, going on. Very deep, very founded. But I love him. No way around it. I love the guy. He's very founded. I'll give you an idea how effeminate he is. Every 28 days, he gets a bloody nose. Hey, shit. I love it. And we were having a discussion the other day, and I explained to him, I said, the gay marriage here in Iowa, that's very progressive, which everybody's very excited about. It. I said, then you notice that not long after now they're trying to legislate and legalize marijuana. And he goes, yeah. And I pointed out that Colorado, gay marriage legalized marijuana. State of Washington, within the last year, gay marriage legalized marijuana. And very progressive. I said, you see the pattern where states that vote the gay American, not that long after, marijuana, they didn't even get it. I had to point it out to him. I said, hello, that's because it says in the Bible that any man that lay down with another man shall be stoned. So I'm getting old now. I'm not. I made up this shit about a girlfriend. I couldn't be the lady in Michigan. No, I've always relied on my personality for birth control. So I'm not trying to say I masturbate a lot. I've done it so much in my hot tub now, it's like creme brulee. Are you a minister? You seem a tad judgmental, but I'm the only guy standing. Is that it? Give me that shit. You've got a gym sock next to your bed you can shampoo a buffalo with. I self-winding locks about 2 months ahead. That's nonetheless, my friends periodically we'll go out together, what have you. And my demon friend, he can be boisterous and clearly very visible, and somebody decides, there's a lot of ignorance, as we all know. A lot of homophobic beliefs going out there. I got a friend of mine who's so homophobic, he won't even chew that gum that squirts. I got another guy I know, he's so homophobic that he canceled his HMO. That's another guy I know, he won't use Bengay. That's how a lot of angry stuff. And if somebody tries to start something with my buddy, I get it between them, and I'll say, if you want to kick this one, you better kick mine first, and that just isn't going to happen. So, but sometimes I'm not there. And by their own admission, there's been times where this has been roughed up a little bit, which is unfortunate, very ignorant. And what I have done to counteract that, hopefully, is I've started an organization here locally
to counteract the violence my gay friends are experiencing. I hope you jump on board with this. Started an organization to counteract the violence. It is called simply, Violence Against Gays is Not Acceptable. Regardless of what it says there, it would take a lot of balls to wear it. Listen, you people have been so polite. You haven't interrupted me with any laughter or quite frankly, I've been thrown by that a little bit. But that's about it for me in the event that I offended anybody. Tell your friends, because, and I understand that you asked if there were questions, if there was.
Sure.
If people have questions. Okay, apparently not. Thanks. Couple of stories, I think. You know, summertime, some folks working, and regarding the jobs are tough anymore now, so. But this is, I'll leave you two stories of what I believe to be, regardless of what you do, right, we're called upon every day to think on our feet, and to think quickly, creatively on our feet. And I'll share two stories with you, but I think guys that are exemplifying that, they just think it pretty quick, right? They're both involved, ironically, both involved dogs, right? The first story is the fellow that's leaving his apartment complex one morning and he looks up the sidewalk and he sees a little boy walking towards him with a fireman hat, yellow raincoat, and he's dragging a fire engine on him. And the guy is struck with how cute that is and how almost Norman Rockwell-ish it appears. He's intrigued by it. The closer the kid gets to him, he notices that from the string to the fire truck, there's another string from the fire truck to the little boy's dog. And he notices as they get a little closer than that, he notices the string of the dog is tied strategically around the dog's genitalia. Now he's confused and he thinks, wow, what's that about? So he waits for the kid to get there, he stops him, he goes, hey, little fella. He goes, hey, you're a fireman. Kid says, yes, I am. And the guy goes, well, that's great. But he said, look, let me try to help you out here. He goes, if you took the string of the dog and tie it around his collar, then he'll move with you a little quicker. You can get to the fire just a little faster. The little boy looked up and goes, well, yeah, but then I lose the siren. The fella's walking his dog down the street and he turns the corner. There's another guy walking towards him, walking his dog, ironically, right? Now, even more ironic, they're both old friends, haven't seen each other in a while. So they stop and they start to converse. And they visit a little bit about what the other guy's been up to the last year or two, that type of thing. And finally, the first guy goes, look, because I'm enjoying the conversation, why don't we finish it up over here at this tavern? We'll go in there and have a couple Shasta. So he agrees. They start across the street, and the first guy notices that right at the door, there's a big bouncer standing there, and a sign that says, no dogs allowed. So his buddy, he turns and goes, listen, you follow my lead on this, we're both going to be okay. So the first guy starts to go through the door, and the bouncer goes, excuse me, you can't take your dog. So he goes, well, this is my seeing eye. And the bouncer goes, oh, all right, Sergeant Shepard, yeah, go ahead. Now the second guy starts to go through the door, and the bouncer goes, excuse me, because you can't take the dog in. And the fellow goes, well, this is my seeing eye guy. And the bouncer goes, they gave you a chihuahua? And the seeing eye guy? And the guy goes, they gave me a chihuahua?
tradition to give a token of appreciation. This is a recording of the Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus. I love it. Will enjoy.
I've been called the Vincent Van Gogh of music. I have no ears. just keeps going. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. This was just excellent. It was exceeding my expectations. So you benefited by the fact that I had low expectations. That's right. No, it was just great. And it has to be a challenge to come here at 7 o'clock in the morning with a completely cold, sober crowd and come across so funny and enjoyable. It was just great. And for those of you who may still be working and involved with employers that put on parties and whatnot, why, Stephen is available to do private parties. So if you have that opportunity for him, why, he would welcome that.
Children's parties.
He may modify the material a little. That's outstanding. Thank you very much, Stephen.